called to order the regular meeting of the Taney County Planning Commission for April 15, 2013. This is a regular meeting, which we have some final votes and some concepts. Mr. Ashley, would you please establish a quorum?
Okay. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill. Steve Adams.
Here.
Ray Edwards.
Here.
Rick Therese.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
And Ronnie Melton's not here. Mike Schofield.
Here.
And we have established a quorum.
Okay, would you please explain the meeting procedures?
The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for the Planning Commission's vote on the previous week's public hearing requests, to allow for new concept requests, which will be presented at next month's public hearing, and also to conduct regular business. The Taney County Development Guidance Code is entered into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. And the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. First, the Planning Commission will vote on each of the previous week's public hearing requests. Each project will be reviewed and voted upon by the Commission. There are no sign-up sheets at this meeting, as no additional public comments are taken unless expressly requested by the Planning Commission. If you are aggrieved by the decision of the Planning Commission, you may appeal the determination to the Board of Adjustment. Appeal applications for the Board of Adjustment are available in the Planning Office. Concept requests will be heard following the final votes. If you are presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or your project name will be called. At that time, you'll be asked to come forward and please address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of testimony provided by the applicant or other persons with information requested by the Commission. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, I guess we need to get the minutes out of the way from the previous meeting. I assume the Planning Commission has had a chance to review minutes, so I would entertain a motion of being approved as is, unless there's any correction.
I would move to approve as presented. Beat you.
Okay. Very good. Minutes will be accepted as written. Okay.
Did we vote?
You vote on that?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Minutes will be approved. Okay, presentation of exhibits. Does that go along with the state line?
Okay, and we do, yeah. Or, yeah.
This is the first vote we have tonight.
Okay, and this first one is the state line gun range. And the staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply.
Let me stop you right here.
Okay.
Is there a representative here for State Line Gun Range?
I believe there is. Are you here as a representative?
I am not. I don't know where he is.
Okay. He is here, though, isn't he? Or, oh, okay.
I don't see him.
Okay.
Well, technically, we can't bring it to a vote and let the representatives here. Is that correct, Bob?
Yes.
Yeah. So we're wasting our time reading all this if he's not okay. Here. No representative here for State Line Gun Range.
I'll make a motion to table it.
It'll be tabled. His house, bed, and breakfast.
We're not going to vote on that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Wow.
So he wouldn't vote.
No, that was
no, that wasn't you.
Oh, okay. I thought that was me. I was going,
I got to help him out.
No.
We're okay.
You're okay.
You're ahead of the game.
It sounded good, though.
When there's no representative here for
I understand.
The vote, we got to not vote.
I just thought, wow, that was quick. That's what I wanted to do. I was going to look and see how it was worded.
Yeah. Yeah, but he'll go through his exhibits and then we'll talk to you.
You want to sit down first?
Or if you want to, you can stay there.
Okay.
We do have to look.
You can go through it.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I am curious about that. You don't care.
He may come before this meeting's over, too.
And if you really want to get picky, you can.
Well, I think I've got gums.
But it's not. I don't think we want to get picky.
I'm done. Go ahead. We're having our own little meeting here. Okay.
His house bed and
breakfast. And the staff.
That's one of our lakeshore.
Okay. The staff recommendation on his house, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply, unless revised by the Planning Commission: first, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Taney County Assessor's Office, the Missouri Department of Revenue, the Taney County Regional Sewer District, and the Taney County Health Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department Office. Third, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department Office prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. A no tax due letter from the Missouri Department of Revenue shall be submitted to the Planning Department Office annually, indicating that the sales taxes have been paid. Fourth, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Five, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Number six, the bed and breakfast shall accommodate no more than 20 persons per night, basically 18 residents of the bed and breakfast and the two owners and operators, for a total of 20. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Seven, signage shall be erected at the intersection of the two access points along the existing Circle Drive with Lakeshore, indicating a definite entrance and exit point. And number eight, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay.
So we're going to change that entrance and exit.
You did.
And then change it a little bit. You just got to.
And we didn't originally have this as a condition, but we could sure change the language if.
What are we going to word it where they come out on the north end and run in on the south side? Isn't that what we talked about last time?
Okay.
Okay, wait a minute. It's the first one we
want. Is that right?
I think he just asked.
Is that right?
Yeah, preliminarily they were talking about
entrance,
doing it that way.
Entrance to the north?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going Lakeshore, you go in the first one and come out to the next one. It'd be the same thing, go in the first one and
the south. South would be the entrance and the north would be the exit.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
That's what I meant. I may not say it
that way. No, you wrote it wrong.
I think in the presentation last week we talked about that we actually were going to have less people in there than that. Am I correct in that?
You were, and we corrected it during the presentation.
Yeah,
to
and, well, it needs to be corrected on this because this will go in. This would go in.
Yes.
That's a requirement. So it needs to be corrected to what we agreed to on the other thing if approved.
Now, I had understood 10 rooms with two people per room for a total of 20 people.
But when you read from the record, you stated 20 total, including the two occupants.
Okay, I guess I had understood that one of the rooms would be the...
The owners.
Okay.
Yes. You know, so, but it won't be at the 10 guest rooms with us.
Okay, so... Right, so there'll be a total
here so we can address these. Come on up.
Too,
so they can hear us and see us.
There's 10 guest rooms available, and then we have our own occupancy room at the bottom.
There he goes.
So that'd be it.
Okay. Yeah, if you wanted to put it all together, it'd be 22, including myself and my wife.
So...
Well, I think it should be correct.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't have any other questions myself.
Does anybody have any questions for these gentlemen in the commission? Okay, so I will entertain a motion on this.
I'll make that motion.
And the motion is?
We accept it as written.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. You guys have your bed and breakfast.
Thanks. Just like this.
I guess we can go back to state line now.
Okay.
How we do that? We've already tabled it. State line, we've already tabled that, but he just showed up.
I guess...
I apologize for being late. I had some errands I had to do.
Well, I'd like to see a motion then to untable it.
I don't. No. What do we need to do officially?
Probably wouldn't be a bad idea to vote to bring it back.
Yeah,
to bring it back.
Since it was tabled.
For technical reasons, probably. Since the applicant is here and we can, whatever.
You're always late too, so.
Ah, 2 minutes.
Okay, then let's discuss the state line gun range.
Okay.
We need to do a vote on it if we're going to untable it.
Yeah, okay. Make a motion to untable this.
What
state line gun range vote.
So how do you say it on the agenda?
Well, he made the motion to table it, so.
Well, if that's what you want to do, I'll withdraw my motion there. Make a motion to go ahead and hear it.
Okay, since he's here and we'll get it over with.
Okay.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, state line gun range.
Okay, the staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code that include plans for the following. First, detailed engineering plans via an engineering professional licensed in the state of Missouri. For the entire gun range area, indicating the specific best management practices and safety considerations being incorporated into the design and all specific sound mitigation measures to be implemented, ensuring compliance with all applicable minimum safety recommendations found within the 2012 National Rifle Association Range Sourcebook, B, sediment and erosion control, and C, a land grading permit if land grading activities exceed 1 acre in area. Second, compliance letters from the fire district, sheriff's department, the on-site wastewater permitting division of the planning department, and the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Third, the state line gun range shall be viewed as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Number four, the applicant shall establish a protective barrier behind the targets through the establishment of both an earthen berm and a ballistics barrier, meeting or exceeding the recommendations for ballistics barrier design is found within the 2012 NRA Range Sourcebook
and as indicated on the submitted engineering plans. Fifth, the gun range area shall be designated with specific best management practices being incorporated into the design, ensuring containment and recovery of the shot. Sixth, the gun range will be designed with specific sound mitigation measures being implemented, such as the installation of earthen berms of at least 15 feet in height along both the eastern and western boundary, or other sound mitigation measures as dictated within the submitted engineering plans. Number seven, sound muffling devices such as shooting tubes and sound TPs shall be required and utilized for all rifle and pistol ranges. Number eight, patrons of the state line gun range shall only be allowed to fire fully automatic weapons if said firearms are affixed to permanent bases via fixtures provided by the applicant. Number nine, only those patrons providing a copy of the appropriate federal firearms license shall be allowed to fire their own personal automatic weapons on site. 10, the shooting range hours of operation shall be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Tuesday through Saturday. 11, the applicant shall provide proof of liability insurance to the Taney County Planning Department prior to opening day of operation. 12, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 13, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 14, Division II permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. 15, the applicant shall indemnify and defend the County of Taney, its officers, employees, and designated agents against the payment of any and all costs and expenses, including attorney's fees and court costs resulting from any third-party claims, causes of action, lawsuits, and liability arising out of any approval or decision on the proposed project. And 16, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay, does the commission have any questions for Terry? Here we are again.
Bob, can you go up there to the picture of where the berm and stuff is again?
And this was just, are you wanting this or?
No, the berms he's got started.
Okay.
Terry's got started.
Right there, on the right.
Yeah. Are there any way that this could be turned around, Terry, and face some other direction?
Yeah, it could be virtually 90 degrees to the right or to the left. I mean, as far as shooting-wise, I've contacted defense cell, and the berm, the only reason why I went that direction was because of the way the land lies. It goes down instead of versing up. I don't have a problem with turning the range around. I'm all about safety.
Well, when you're talking about where your ground goes up, you could cut that.
That's
down
that. Yes, I can. But the way the land lies at this point, to the right here, this photograph you're looking at, it's a downhill motion. If I start geographically changing everything around, now I'm digging out land and so forth, and it's not a consideration. I'd consider it, but the way the land lies right now, that would be the ultimate place to put it. And I don't object either way, because safety is my first number one concern.
Well, you're talking about 90 this way and 90 to the right.
Correct.
What's the distance on them two directions for?
Slow down the pictures. If I go to the left.
And there's a
thank you.
A laser.
Okay. If I go to the left in that direction, I can still do that, but the gravity of the land goes uphill.
Wouldn't that be
And the reason why
happened?
I went this way, let's see. No, this is the berm now. If I turn it this way, the land goes up if I turn it that way, the land kind of is level. So this is, this direction is a downhill, gravitational downhill. And that's the only reason why I picked that way is because if you do a topographical map, the land goes that way.
But as established in the last meeting, is, I believe, almost due in your line of fire is the prayer mountain when you go that direction.
I'm not, whatever way you want me to turn this range, I'm good with it. It's wherever it wants to be is I'm good to go with whatever direction you want it at. I bought the 40 behind me, so, and I own the 40 to the other side of me. This side of my property, that's Prayer Mountains over on this side.
So what if you went to the right on a 90?
On this way? On this direction?
How much are you to anybody that way?
There's nobody that direction at all. In fact, that's my land that way, too. That goes into Arkansas.
How far is it to the next house or something like that?
There is nothing there. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because this is my, I own this property all in this corner here. So Prayer Mountain is obviously right here. I own all of this in this corner too. So my mound is right here. If you want to turn this way, there's absolutely nobody here.
Yeah, therein lies the problem, because where that road loops is where their cabins are for Prayer Mountain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I understand that. Their cabins are right here. That's where their cabins are. And this is my little shed that I own on Rocky Top. That's my property right there. So I don't have a problem turning it any direction you'd like other than going this way. And the only reason why that is because obviously you're going to be shooting into my building.
And the road, too.
And the road, too, yes.
Could we enter that into record before we vote on this, that it would have to be turned to, that would be west, correctly?
Yes.
Shooting to the east.
Shooting from east to west.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's see. Well, I don't see this as being compatible with that area. And I know it's not safe, in my opinion, the way it's set up. I certainly wouldn't want to be on further end of that, and them rifles all shooting my direction. I don't think it's compatible for the area.
Okay, should it be approved, you would have to shoot from east to west.
Okay. I understand what you're saying. I'd rather have it shoot to the east, because there's nothing to the east. To the west, you're bringing in Prayer Mountain again.
West is Prayer Mountain.
Well, if the way this reads, it calls for detailed engineering plans, and
I already have.
We haven't got to the point where we're there yet, but mm-hmm. I would like to know how high the berms are going to be. It seems to me like if it was properly engineered, and with the containment things that we've talked about, a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the earth berms, you talked about the other containment stuff and everything.
Right.
And as far as I know, just an old country boy, but a ricochet don't really know a direction if it does happen to get to a ricochet. So what you need to engineer the thing where there won't be any ricochets. And from 5 acres is an awful small piece. Now you're talking about putting more land with it. I think they're to be included in the project, because to fire fully automatic weapons on 5 acres is pretty well confined.
I understand that, and I agree with you absolutely. The idea is not to build a full automatic range. That is not my intent. Mm-hmm. that is an option that I will allow people, if they're licensed to do so, it's only an option. That is, my intent was to let people that have handguns to or long rifles to target practice, because there was a range at the Mincy Wildlife, which was shut down.
Yeah.
And my only point was is to let people target practice. The automatic, where the automatic weapons came into play is beyond me. But I'm licensed to do that. That was not my goal. That is not my purpose to put this range in, is to shoot full automatic weapons. That was not my idea.
Well, I think that's a fear of your neighbors, really.
I understand that. But that is not what's going to happen at that range. But all of a sudden, all this automatic weapon fire talking about, that wasn't the point of doing this.
Sometimes things get out of control like that.
And that's exactly what had happened. And I, safety is my number one concern. Now, whatever direction it needs to be turned, and I bought another 40 acres from my sister, and I own 50 acres on Rocky Top, 20 acres on Rocky Top. So basically, I own the whole corner in Missouri and Arkansas. I don't want to shoot towards, if I'm more compliant with Prayer Mountain. We went this 10 years ago with Prayer Mountain when I first originally got my Class 1 zoning from y'all, and I do all their cars, vehicles, and we're good friends. And now that I'm here again, we're back at the same situation, and it's not going to be a 24-hour, 27 days. It's not going to work like that.
Well, we all fear the unknown.
Understandable.
But and that is one thing to me, is what I said even when you came forth in your concept hearing, that I think it needs definite engineering plans, and I would have liked to have seen some engineering plans, because I know a little bit about dirt and grading and things like that.
Right.
Don't know anything about a range.
That's why I got a hold of Defense Cell and they do military ranges, and they do police department ranges, and I got on board with them, and I've kind of slowed down, because until I get approval, I'm not going to move forward on anything, but they will work with me in engineering planning, development, and concept hand in hand, and you will get first. Yeah.
And it seems to me like that, and you know, you talked about the National Rifle Association range guidelines and stuff like that, and from what I'm getting, and I did not read this myself, but I'm getting it from other people, that it takes about a 40-acre minimum to really do something like that.
Yes.
And so if this were to go forward, I would like to see at least 40 acres to be...
That will happen.
To be included in this permit and part of the parcel, or what I'm trying to say, that is permitted or whatever, if permitted.
I sit on the five. We sit on a 40 parcel right now. My sister and me own the 40 acres. It's only titled five of my commercial land when I moved down here 10 years ago. That was the first parcel I bought from her. I own the 40. It's just not in paper. But I will show you 40 acres. Actually, I'll show you 80 acres.
Well, as long as it's part of the project and you have a signed thing, part of the thing that's compatible, I think I'm not worried about that. As long as it's included as part of the project, I would be more comfortable with it. Voting on this, and I personally think on the engineered plan, and you put all this, what's this other tech stuff or whatever we're calling that, that is gonna be a sound barrier, and turning the guns away from that point, shooting another way, I think it's gonna be quieter. But Randy's gonna say something.
Can we see some of this information before we vote, or is that? mean, engineer plans on the berm, the shooting boost, the sound.
Well, I would have to have some kind of guarantee before I could vote for approval of it, that I knew what was going to be put in place.
I understand you got more land that you own around it, but what's actually presented is only the 5 acres, not the other, even though you
Correct.
So,
yeah.
I don't have a problem coming back with technical data on the design, the engineering of the berm and the parcel, the 40-acre parcel. I can bring both, and I understand that. That's fine.
Are you okay with this reading pistols and rifles and no automatic weapons? I mean, it ain't up there.
Yeah, it's not up there now. Okay. It's not written that way now, but...
Well, as far as the automatic weapons, you don't want any firing of automatic weapons on the range, period, or?
No. What do we have in there, Bob?
It's in a
right.
Automatic weapons are covered in another number. Is it somewhere?
Yeah,
there it is.
Here's one spot, and then...
Yeah. That's what I was thinking of. 8 and 9.
State
land. Yeah. Automatic weapons. If the said firearms are, if they, yeah, they need to come out with permits and their SOTs and their FFLs in order to shoot that on my range. Absolutely. I'll agree with that.
And there isn't anything written in there about, which I don't see how firing automatic weapons and firing pistol range could be compatible on the same time frame.
No.
You got to do
absolutely
one,
not.
You got to do
no.
one or the other.
No.
We haven't
correct.
Anything written.
And I agree with that. And if you'd like to put
either.
That in that as that to an addendum to that, sure, absolutely. There'll be a set time if you're going to shoot an automatic weapon versus a handgun or long gun semi-automatic. Absolutely.
Well, from the looks of things, we're almost going to have to go back to tabling this until we get more information on it before we can vote on it.
Well, as it stands right now, I could not vote for it, but that's me personally without seeing some of these more restrictions in place on this thing. And I know that this is going to happen before it opens up. That's the way I personally feel. And knowing full well, I mean, you can go down there on your 5 acres now, and as long as it's not somebody else shooting, you can shoot all you want to.
I understand
it's none of
that.
My business.
I understand that.
But you can't charge people to do that.
But you can't make it a commercial venture, because
right.
then it does become our business.
Right, and that's why I'm going in front of y'all, to do this the proper way.
Well. To satisfy the commission, it looks like you're going to have to come up with some more design.
Tell me what I need to do, and I'll do it.
You know, and when you come back, you need to incorporate, have it nailed down the direction that you're shooting, what's in that direction.
More than the 5 acres.
Your earth brim, complete engineering on that. And then we don't have enough here that we can, you probably wouldn't get
what,
it the way it is right
and
now.
What we have talked about is, earthen, if I'm not mistaken, is the earthen berm with also this other material that...
The defense cell.
That's
right?
What was... That's
the
what
ballistic
was
stop
about.
Is... The berm is only a general...
Sure. It's to hold this other stuff up.
Correct.
plus shooting in the direction that we've just established, there would be less noise going towards the people over there around Paramount.
Yes. Okay.
But as far as I know, the noise comes out of the front of the barrel.
And I will get an architect to draw it up. We will turn it this way to the west. Actually, no, that would be to the east.
Well, I'm confused there.
Yeah, it would be to the east. The sun rises in the east. It would be towards Arkansas.
That, going to right is east there?
Yes.
I'll be darned.
Arkansas to the east from there?
I've been lost in New Orleans before.
Who?
Well, Prayer Mountain. Prayer Mountain would be east from him.
No, Prayer Mountain is north and west.
Yes.
See,
thank
I'm
you.
Completely turned around. I thought Paramount was south.
Where are you at, Ed? Do you think that there's...
I will turn it here.
Okay. If this is my shop and the berm is here, I will turn it in this direction. Now, is that... west or
that would be a lot better.
That's east. Yeah, that's east. Because we're looking from the south to the north.
Leave the area wooded behind of it and put up firing range signs around it.
Well, actually, woods are good. I mean, they're sound.
Buffalo.
No, they need to be addressed with warning signs and fencing and...
Well, that falls under your regulations, I suppose.
Is the new property you're obtaining that you're going to use for part of this, is it now fenced?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Sorry. I bounced around on you. I don't know if I've got a good picture.
The 40 acres that I sit on now is all fenced. This is all fenced right here. It's all fenced in. Actually, it goes all the way to here. It's fenced to the road. And as the road turns, it's fenced.
Do you have people come in and hunt on you back in there? From there?
Occasionally. With my permission, yes.
But not without your permission?
No, they're not supposed to be back there.
You know of?
Well, I've caught a few back there.
It would be a good thing to put some kind of a sign on that fence.
Right.
We
would need to establish that, too. You would need to have it flagged that is a rifle range.
Oh, I have plans to put cameras and sound devices that would trip if they were in the line of fire. So,
as far as automatic weapons are concerned, I mean, everybody gets afraid when somebody says automatic weapons, but I understand. Right. I don't believe that would be the bulk of your business that would be there.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was one other thing and I'm laying all these requirements like it's going to pass. Yeah. This is no guarantee it's going to pass, but one other thing, they have that one day a year thing that they brought out on this.
On Paramount? I'm more than willing to comply with...
Well, that would be a show of good faith.
Absolutely. I don't have a problem. In fact, the last 10 years ago, I said, whatever, I'll work around whatever it needs to be. Yeah. I'm more than compliant with, I don't have nothing against Paramount. Not at all. And I talk to Billy Brim and Terry Brim all the time. I do all their work on their cars. And I said, I won't shoot. If you're having a big hoorah on it's October 13th, and the buses come in, I lay low. I don't make a bit of noise.
Well, I think that would be a
show of... Well, it's a good neighbor. Yes, absolutely. And I've talked to them about it, and they're like, okay, fair enough.
Okay, I believe Randy has made a motion to table this until...
We have more information.
Okay.
So Bob can...
Yeah, he'll get with Bob and...
He can tell you what you...
Okay.
Right, Bob?
Okay.
Just give me a list of what I need to do and we'll get her done.
Okay, I
have... Speaking
of her? Nope.
Okay. I have a motion to table this until more information is available. I have a second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, table until you bring us some more stuff.
Okay. And you will get a hold of me?
Okay. Definitely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bob Eater's got all this written down.
Exactly.
We're grabbing memory. Okay. All right. On to the concepts. I lost a piece of paper.
And with these being concept hearings, I've just put together some aerial photos of the locations of these, and I'll let the applicant explain what the proposal is. This first one is for Branson Canyon, and just did a location in relationship to the county. This is the portion that's a little hard to see, but I've got one that's a little better. There's a portion of this that's been developed, and, of course, there's a fairly large portion of Branson Canyon that is yet to be developed at this point. And this shows it a little better.
Did you pick up my cover sheet?
But and then I'll kind of turn over to the applicant at this point and let the applicant present what's proposed.
Gentlemen, I'm Phil Lopez with Branson Canyon. Thanks for having me. Branson Canyon is a subdivision that was approved back in 2003, if I'm not mistaken. It was approved for 281 building sites. It's zoned condominium. And right now we're building in phase one. That's 62 building units, and we've got 40 homes built thus far. And we've been approved already for 84 nightly rentals of the 281 building sites. And I'm just asking if we can increase that to the full 281. Reason being is we're building 4-, 5-, and 6-bedroom homes for a lot of people, and a lot of those are investors from out of town. We're seeing a lot of great success in those homes, and I think there's going to be a lot more to come. So I'm just asking the committee here if we could continue on building out the nightly rentals past the 284. I'm sorry, past the 84.
And basically exactly what he said, the original Division 3 permit had a condition that basically wouldn't allow for more than 84 units to be nightly rental or 30%. And so the staff felt it was best to have him come back to the commission since we were going to deviate from that, basically.
Okay, there's no other residences within the confinements of your 87 acres, correct?
No, except for the 40 homes that we've built thus far in phase one. And 38 of those homes are nightly rentals.
Okay.
It's almost
you're really wanting to create a nightly rental complex here.
Well, what I'm seeing is what markets demand. Yeah. And what we're finding is people coming into the Taney County and into the Branson area and investing. And it's kind of a win-win because... like I said, these are 5-, 6-, 7-bedroom homes, so the real estate taxes on them are somewhat significant. However, they're absentee owners, and there's no children going to schools, no school buses that are needed, so there's a light burden on the infrastructure, but a nice tax revenue for the county.
How many are you building per year?
Well, in this tough year, in the tough several years we've had thus far, I'm averaging 5 to 6 homes a year. So I'll be building for a long time.
Is that up there where the big pond is? You drive around and go up on the hill?
No, no pond up there. It's just up from Big Bear. It's on Highway P.
Here's Big Bear.
And here's
Emerald Point.
Yeah, I know where you're
at.
Yeah.
Emerald Point, Gary's stuff is just up to the top of the hill there.
Yeah, a guy out of Arkansas, Corky Concrete.
It's not the...
Yeah, Corky,
yes.
How many of the 84 have you got built?
40.
40? So you still got permission to build 44?
44 more nightly rentals, yeah. I just thought I'd get a jump start on it and ask the panel if... we could just keep going past the 84.
Well, you've got, based on your schedule, you've got 8 years of work ahead of you with what you've already got approved.
Well, I'm hoping that the housing market will pick up and we'll be moving a little bit faster than what we've experienced over the last couple of years.
Might run some up to Emerald Point.
Yep. It's a pretty good chunk of land.
That's some hilly land right up there, right?
Yeah, it slopes. There's some pretty views of the lake once you start moving up the hill.
What is that line going through that way?
That's a big transmission line.
Yeah, that's a big, huge transmission line through here.
Transmission line across there, ain't it?
Yeah. Correct.
Eventually, we'll just cut roads across to get up to that upper third in the upper right-hand corner.
You know, I really don't have any opposition to the development, but we're sitting here with 8 years of work ahead of us. There's a lot of time between now and 8 years from now to come back and do whatever needs to be done.
Well, I'm a planner, sir. I like to get out ahead of things. So,
Just a lifetime.
They got the airport done in Cedar Creek yet?
I mean, I'm hoping that we're going to be building 10 to 20 homes a year, you know, once the housing market comes back and people start feeling better about the economy. So
you're selling these to investors who then become the nightly rental person?
Yeah, they're family owners. I mean, they're okay. You and I and the folks that put them in the VRBO and manage them themselves.
Okay, are you aware of the new regulations we got on the nightly rentals?
I've read the documentation, yes.
And you apparently have met all of those requirements, and I believe one of them was an agent within, 20 miles? Was that what it was?
We ended up, it had to be within Taney or one of the adjoining counties.
Okay. That's right.
What was that?
There's a requirement now that that there has to be a, and it's not, I'd have to look at it, it's not referred to as being an on-site manager, but that there has to be someone available. I believe it, when it was adopted, it refers to either someone within Taney County or one of the adjoining counties.
Didn't we put something like an hour drive in there with that or something?
Well, we don't. Branson Canyon, the owners of the development, do not own any of the nightly rentals. These are all private families that own these, and these are their homes. Some of them are using them as retirement homes and eventually retire here. And some of them use them as vacation homes. So they'll VRBO them out the other 40 weeks of the year, and then they'll come down and they'll vacation their own families there. So they're personal, private residences.
Bob, let me ask you this. Who's responsible for enforcement of those rules once that house is sold? Is it the developer, or are you going to require the owner of the house to...
Well, we have an HOA, and there's rules and covenants that the HOA, they follow as an HOA member, part of the Homeowners Association.
But we don't recognize those covenants here. It's our rules that we'd be enforcing, not yours.
Okay.
Are we going to look for the developer to enforce that, or are we going to look for the homeowner to sign off on each one of those?
The homeowner wouldn't do it. Like in Kansas or California.
I know in this, I mean, in
they
this.
Have an office down there?
I don't have an answer.
I have a sales office.
In this instance, you know, I know the Division 3 permit would be issued, you know, to the developer. And really, the developer's already obtained the ability to do nightly rental, but just up to the 84 units, essentially. And of course, now he's seeking to go above and beyond the original 84 units.
281. I would think there would have to be some kind of management with a project that large.
Well, he's got a sales office down there.
I have a sales office right in the clubhouse there.
Yeah, and that's open.
There a full time?
Pretty much, yeah. But I mean, as far as management, I guess I'm not clear as to what are we managing. They know how many cars they can have parked. They
right,
know
parking violations.
Right. They know all that.
Any kind of problems that arises within the complex, like a water pipe bust or something like that.
Well, if it's on the main street, then I've got a general contractor there who takes care of things, and he's my builder. If it happens on their property within their house, they call a plumber or they call Emerald Point.
I would suggest that if we do go, this will get through concept, if we do approve this, being this, I mean, when you get this thing built up, I mean, 282 properties with 6 to 7 people, if they're completely rented, each one of them, there's going to be problems. You'd almost have to have an on-site manager for that. I mean, you could do that with your homeowners association,
okay,
with their dues to pay the salary of this person or whatever. But I would think that would have to be a part of record. I mean, this is too big to just treat as a nightly rental, as we've been treating nightly rentals.
Sure. Yeah, that's something that we could look towards.
Okay, but that would have to be entered in it before that. Okay, any more questions? Okay.
Well done.
I guess
I have one question for you.
Where is my sheet? Let me see your sheet. You took my sheet out of here.
No, I didn't. You had it right over.
I got one.
And the next one is Apex Practical Firearms. And
I don't doubt it.
We've just put together some aerial photos for that property. And this property is located off of Victor Church Road. Here's the approximate location in the county. And that's a little hard to see. But and I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed here.
Prepared for each of you a little bit of extra information. Some of what's in here you'll find on your PowerPoint there, but just a little bit extra. What I'm asking for is a special use permit for home occupation. As a firearms manufacturing and sales entity.
Principally, we're looking at a low volume, low traffic firearms manufacturing and sales out of my house. Wouldn't be a whole lot of people coming to and from, so there won't be a whole lot of that kind of impact on the residential nature of the neighborhood.
So, when are you're going to actually make bullets?
Not bullets, no, sir. Just firearms from components.
It says ammunition and accessories on your little deal here.
I will not be manufacturing ammunition. I will, at some point, I will start to inventory and carry stock. But I will have the ammunition and the accessories will be. I'll purchase them from distributors.
Right. You're simply going to be a retail outlet for ammunition.
Yes, sir. Okay.
So you're basically going to be a gunsmith that also builds guns.
I won't smith so much as I'll be assembling rifles from components, some pistols. I'll be able to buy components and put together a pistol to turn around and retail.
And how are you generating your business?
Right now it's word of mouth. I've got several friends, acquaintances who are very interested. In fact, they're wanting to invest, and I'm not wanting to get that big that fast. Again, I don't want to destroy the residential nature. Don't want that much traffic. It will reach a point, I hope, where I'll feel the need to move the business out of the house and into a storefront or into a separate building. I want that to, and I want to move the business well before the traffic becomes a nuisance to the neighbors.
I was looking at the size of your lot here. I can't seem to find it real quick. Oh, 3.3 acres.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and those are all large lots, which is single-family dwellings on them.
Yes.
I can't really see houses on them.
It's large. A little bit hard to see. This gets you a little better.
And your neighbors are aware of what you're proposing to do?
A couple of them are. We've just been in the house a little over a year and haven't really made, acquaintances with all of them, but a few of them are. And of course, with mailing notification, they'll all be aware.
Yes, it could be off a little bit too. I don't know.
Why? I got a question. Why wouldn't you want to try to find a storefront type business when you start up? Because this may be something that may grow fairly quickly, even with word of mouth.
I'm kind of hoping to keep a cap on it and get my feet wet slowly, a little at a time, and sort of control it. And honestly, overhead would be the biggest reason for not wanting to jump into the storefront. I'm going to do this part-time. I keep a full-time job, and this is just to get started, get it off the ground, see where it goes. And again, before it gets huge, we'll be in a building.
I guess it don't make a whole lot of difference, but what type of firearms are you proposing to assemble? I mean, are like rifles, pistols, or?
Primarily the parts that are available on the internet and from all kinds of suppliers are parts for AR-15 rifles and 1911 pattern pistols. And those would be what I'd be focusing as far as the assembly goes. I would want to, anything else that I would sell would be available from distributors, and I think I indicated in the mission statement there that you've all got copies of that I'm kind of wanting to lean towards the moderate to high-end products, and that would kind of limit my clientele.
You going to compete with Kimber?
No, we're not quite going that far, no, sir. I would like to think maybe someday we can, but.
One question I didn't ask you either. What type of license are you obtaining?
It would be a manufacturing license from the ATF.
Okay.
But they will allow me to deal under the manufacturing license as well.
I know they have, I always forget, I know they have different type numbers. Is it a 7? Or I wasn't sure.
Off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you, but I think it's okay. I think it's a type two is a manufacturer.
Okay.
Okay. I guess any more questions for the gentleman from the commission? Apparently not. See you next month.
All right. Thank you all.
Sycamore Creek Family Ranch.
Okay, and the next proposal, as you said, Sycamore Creek Family Ranch. This is the approximate location of the property in question. This is Highway 160 and a fairly large piece of property here. And I'll let the applicants explain what's proposed. I do owe the applicants an apology as well. They had actually sent me a site plan that I received on Friday. Somehow it made it into my junk mail as opposed to my regular email. And so I just realized that. And so they have already submitted a pretty detailed site plan, but I don't have it at this point in the PowerPoint.
I made a couple of copies, but I didn't make one for everyone. But if you want,
That'd be great.
Check.
Okay. Oh yeah, definitely.
Start one at each end.
We just have two copies. Sorry. My name's Lisa Button. This is my husband, Mike. Jim Stevenson is our realtor. Jim Bronner's one of our board members. So we're all kind of here tonight to share this with you. We're actually requesting a change of land use for the lower fields on this property. Where's that clicker? Is that it? Okay. I'm going to try to show this to you. It's down in this area. I think it goes up to about here. So the upper part here is not part of the deal. It's just going to be this bottom area. And we're requesting a change of land use to something that's called agritourism, but it's also going to be combined with ministry to families. Our primary purpose is ministry, but we're kind of using the agritourism as a platform and an opportunity to allow families to come out and just kind of reengage and bond together in a farm-like setting. and enjoy some really simple old-fashioned activities and different things. I think you guys actually have an attachment to our application that has a lot of information. I don't know if you all have that. If you don't, I have a few copies I can pass out to you.
Yeah,
you do have it? Okay, great. So there's a lot. There's a lot more detail on that documentation. Let's see. Do you want to talk about this part of it here? You want to look at that for a second, and then if you have questions, you can just ask.
It should be right behind the application, I believe.
That kind of explains what agritourism is. If you look at some of the activities on that. Oh, and it's, yes, we're going to also operate this as a 501c3.
Right at the back of the application.
Did you find it? Did you find the
application? I have something to say. I'm against it.
I've
turkey hunted on this property for 20 years.
We'll let you come back.
I got somewhere else to go. No, that has no bearing on it. Yeah. I was there before daylight this morning.
You can come out for hay rides. Did you all find that information? Do you need a copy? Okay, great. Okay, let me show you. Okay, it's going to be right about starting here and coming down through this area all the way to the end.
One of the handouts that you just received outlines it in the red.
In red.
I call that the lower fields. It's the area down below. There's a ridge, and we're not trying to purchase the ridge. Just that, yes, down on the bottom.
Kind of the U-shaped property.
This entire area right here, where this tree line is basically a ridge top.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it's almost a bluff.
It's very steep.
And so it's kind of drawn a line coming around the back side of the tree line and then kind of going right through the middle of the bluff back up to the top of the old line. I think all the turkeys are on the other side of the thing.
Could be. We didn't do any good there this morning, so but that's all right. It's been a privilege over the years.
And
I understand that things go and things happen.
Any other questions? Pretty cut and dry, it looks like what you're attempting to do here.
Yeah. We got a list of what all you're going to do.
Yeah, it's in there.
It's on that sheet of paper. Here, give it. Give him. Give him one more.
Too many pieces of paper.
Yeah, it's pretty much all on that sheet of paper.
I need more than 174 acres to do this.
That's the big
picture.
It's gonna, yeah.
We'll probably do this in phases.
190 approximately in the whole property.
224, according
224?
To, yeah. But that what you see there,
I understand.
Not all of it.
Yeah.
It's about 112. Look at that. Yeah, that is it, that piece
there?
That's another piece. But we're just, I think it's 112 down here.
Based on the beacon site, when we went to the beacon site and did that red line drawing, it calculated that piece out to be 112.
It was considered to be 190 for a long time.
Yeah, the whole thing is, it's right at two, like you
said. At one point in time when Mickey Gilley was going to buy it, it was 190.
Because if you add the 34 to the top, it's 220.
Okay.
Yep.
Don't matter. I mean, I don't have anything else.
Okay, I guess okay. I'll come back for the public hearing.
Great. Okay, great. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Okay, and then we've got the Kenny Bear Event Center. And this is located basically right between Miriam Woods and Rockaway Beach. And have some aerial photography of the properties. One of the things I will point out, I believe that initially the applicant had really indicated that it might involve these three parcels. I believe now we're looking at these two, from my understanding, but I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed at this point.
Center. What I'm going to do, the area in question is that part right there. I'm wanting to utilize that into a multi-purpose event type center. What I've been working on is something that has kind of evolved since 2007. I've allowed when Rockaway did. Bikers Against Child Abuse came in and did their rally down in Rockaway. I opened up my field for camping, for overflow. I started seeing an interest in that. Never really made anything out of it, but it was a lot of fun having everybody come out. We just hung out. We had a great time. We had a bonfire. We had live music or piped in music, meaning like a DJ kind of thing. People would come down, stay there, go down to the rally, come back, camp, spend the weekend, go home. Since 2007, it's kind of evolved and gotten to where people have shown an interest in wanting to actually maybe do a rally there. I started coming up with the idea of why just stop there? Why not do? Why not promote live entertainment and have concerts promoting local bands? Venues of that type, blues, rock, any type of venue, also opening it up to where people can come out and utilize the property for a fee to do their own private event. Basically what this would be doing is giving Rockaway a little bit more people coming into Rockaway. Miriam Woods will start seeing a little bit. Of course, County is going to get revenue off of it as well. The backside of the company, as far as what I'm wanting to do long term, is I have an existing barn. It used to be a horse barn, horse barn saloon. I would like to convert the barn into an actual bar type thing, but instead of it being your typical run of the mill bar, country type bar, it would be a live entertainment. It would be a part of the event center. We would have it open Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We would do beer, wine cooler sales only. And again, promoting live entertainment, local, state. I'm not really looking to get, Kenny Chesney or anybody like that down.
Of course, that'd be nice.
I've been in contact with a group called Departure. Departure is a national tribute band for Journey. They've shown an interest in wanting to come out to some of the events that I've already got scheduled for the year. That would generate people coming into the area. It would generate jobs for the area. I would have to have people running the horse barn saloon, working the gates, doing security. As far as my background, I've been a public servant for 17 years. Just with Western Taney County Fire Protection District. I've been dispatched 5 years with City of Hollister, or 7 years with City of Hollister. I was 5 years here with Taney County Jail. won't go into that one, but I've since reserved and volunteered for a city called Highlandville. I'm a law enforcement officer there. Ultimately, what each event does, it generates revenue, but it also creates an access for where I can set up 6 savings accounts, and I have 6 specific organizations that I want to donate to every year. National Law Enforcement Memorial Fund in Washington, D.C., Bikers Against Child Abuse, Freedom of the Road Riders, Rolling Thunder Organization, AM Vet Riders, Freedom of the Road Riders, and BACA. Did I repeat myself?
Yes, you did.
I did. I'm nervous. You have to forgive me. National Law Enforcement Fund. You get the idea. I apologize. But what I would do is set up 6 savings accounts, and the money would be donated every year. 50% of what's in those accounts will go to 6 different organizations that I'm going to be giving to. I've been in contact with Will Fisher Distributors, Jeff Goen. He has given me a verbal agreement that Will Fisher Distributors will be willing to match this year's donations and give to the same 6 organizations. What we do is we provide primitive on-site camping, which I'm wanting to expand into doing electric and water hookup for RVs. As you can see on the little plan there, where I have the little tents, I'm actually wanting to do a permanent bathroom area where you have a bathroom shower and a spot also for the RVs. Outside stage, the horse barn saloon, inside stage. Also, right now there is an outside shooting range that I have been using. I have shut that down completely. I want to take that completely out, and I want to actually expand in doing an indoor shooting range with an on-site store that will sell weapons. The reason I took the outside out is because it generated some concerns. It is my own private personal range that I use, but people were showing an interest wanting to come out and shoot, so I kind of let them come out. But I'm, again, wanting to close that completely out. The main thing I'm wanting to focus on right now is getting the event center in a whole going. Right now I have my first event in August, or this month, on the 27th. We've already gone through the steps to get the special use permit for that. We're doing an all-you-can-eat fish fry with 2 bands. We'll be doing beer sales that's going to be catered. Then in June, I'm doing an event called Rock and Blues Barbecue. I understand that one needing to go through this process, so I'll do a special use permit for that if I'm allowed to. I'm sitting here rattling. I don't know.
Yeah, you got the idea. And you also went out a nature trail?
Eventually, we want to expand into doing a nature trail also.
On this back property?
Some of this stuff is long-term.
Down in this area here, it goes down into a bluffed area, but there's also this acreage out here that's really unusable for anything other than a nature trail of that sort.
You said the barn was existing?
It's right there.
It's right there. Okay, so everything outlined there.
It's the old Bob Melton Trail Ride Barn.
Yes, it is.
Right. And I just realized I did lots of work for your grandfather, Levere.
Yes, Levere Ports.
Mm-hmm. Remember you from when you was growing up and all that.
I was that darn ports kid, yes.
Well, I didn't.
I was putting it nicely.
I didn't say a word about that. You never called me any.
We were going to have the primitive camping around in this area. This is going to be, as you see on the display there, the vendor area. And parking, and more camping, and then eventually get this open up for RV sites. As it stands, we'd like to get RVs out there that are self-contained until we can, get our SBA pushed through.
What is that building there now?
This one here?
No, the one.
This one?
No, come to your right.
That's the house.
No.
Are you talking about in here? Or here?
This one here?
This is a thrift store now. And the rest is storage units behind.
This is all storage units right here.
Yeah.
That was on another thing we had.
This is a rental property on site.
Branch and Trailers used to be there. Was that on that property or that where the barn was at?
No. Branch and Trailers? No, they were up there.
No, that's over now. Isn't it there?
Where the one your grandfather owned and owned it up there by the Mary Woods.
Yes.
You forgot?
No, I didn't forget. I just Branson Trailers. I was thinking Branson View Estates, which is over on F Highway. But.
Yeah, that's one over on F.
They used to make them there, didn't they?
No.
Anyway.
No.
We're just talking to the stuff in yellow on the right here, correct?
And
right here.
Yeah, that whole line all the way around.
Yeah, this is the usable property we want to utilize for our events.
Okay, I'm confused because the other stuff is in yellow too.
Right. Well, this is some of the property, but this is something that comes down the hill into the property
The split that was confusing is the split between the two yellow properties. There is a plotted road. Or a platted road that goes right through
the house.
It's been vacated on both ends for many years, but I've never vacated on the property. My biggest thing is money's an issue. I don't make a whole lot, so I don't have a whole lot to spend. So basically, what we've been doing is trying to put this together with little or no money whatsoever.
Broken shoestring budget.
I've had people come out and that have shown an interest and they're volunteering their time to help me get things in order and get it together. I also have another partner who's being silent, sitting back, Mr. Burns. He's kind of in charge of my entertainment with the bands, things like that. He has his own entertainment company, and his band is Blind Driver, which would be one of the house bands there on the property. I mean, long term, there's all kinds of different things that we want to do. The main focus right now is wanting to get through the approval process so that way we may go ahead and continue with the events that we have scheduled and be able to bring a little bit back to Rockaway, Merriam Woods, and the area.
It's just not concerts. We're also going to utilize bike shows, car shows, truck shows.
Okay. What I'm going to suggest here is that you... when you come back, bring us kind of a detailed list like this of everything you're proposing you do the public hearing.
Absolutely.
I'll see you with my flash drive. You have
it? No, we don't have to have it right now.
I kind of have it on the SBA loan, and I have it kind of on here, but it's
because
different.
You know, when it gets approved, it'll be approved for whatever's on there.
And you want to itemize exactly what we need. Or what we're asking for.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sure.
Okay.
Everybody got that concept?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank
see
you
next week, next month. Excuse me.
So, we're going to have public meetings?
I assume. I don't see every concept. We've never had a concept unapproved, have we?
Okay.
On the concept, you don't approve. If we run into Kenny, if we run into any problems or things like that, the concept is to try to warn you up front that you're running into a briar patch.
Oh, okay.
And the concept, we don't vote on anything or anything like that, and anything that we see that we want. Okay, so well, we'd like to have it during the meeting for the public hearing, and then the hearing will come a month from this date, roughly, where it'll be voted upon.
Okay.
But it'll be a week earlier.
I'm when not list what you're going to do out there, so we'll know what we're looking at.
Okay, absolutely. I'll get that done. And what date will that be?
Nine or ten.
That should be No holidays, right?
Well, I don't know.
I don't think
right,
so.
Bob?
It's the second and third Monday. The second and the next Monday. The second
nope.
Monday of next month will be your public hearing.
Yeah, the public hearing will be May 13th.
Right. They'll be out and putting signs up so that the neighbors know what's going on.
The holidays, they don't hit.
Be on the 13th, and final vote will be on the 20th.
Yeah. Okay. And that's so when you bring that stuff back to us.
Stamps.
Well, you can bring on the things that you're asking for. You can bring it at the next meeting, or if you want to get it to them ahead of time, just to kind of get it out of the way.
It'd be nice to get to them ahead of time because it could be in our
that
packet.
Way we can put it in the packets.
Put it together and kind of. Sure. And a lot of this is just to help you know what what you're dealing with.
We appreciate the information too.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to point out to you, sir, was that back piece of land is a deep ravine, and if you want to come and start turkey hunting, you're more than welcome.
Hold on, that's
patronizing. Well, I'll tell you what, I could go further than that.
You supply the turkey?
I shouldn't say this out in public, but probably if you wanted to start a bar in the barn, you might be able to do a little digging around there and find stuff already there.
I'm pretty sure.
And I'm not throwing slams at anyone.
Was it a rendering house at one time?
No.
I got nothing.
I guess to do the mailing and to take the post.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't checked my emails. So.
You can send it in the mail.
Okay.
The P.O. box.
The P.O. box? Okay.
Okay.
I'll get it to you.
Okay.
Wonderful.
That's what she told me. One time, 15 minutes.
Okay.
Is that in the leader or the Branson
leader? My leader's kind of new at this, but she can take
any local paper?
Her and Bob both are talking to me a little bit. Guys, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
I'm glad you made it.
Thank you.
There was a time when I didn't know whether you were.
I still believe that.
Grandpa was having trouble keeping him in cars for a little while.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Hey, Aaron.
Thank you.
Who did?
I'm not a bad person. I can relate to that.
Mr. Brenner wants to give us some information here. This is on the Branson Canyon. Sir, come on up.
Yeah. Hey, just a comment, and Ray and I were on the board when it happened. Just kind of the history of Branson Canyon to let you guys know. When we approved it, it was basically there were about 12 units down in there. Three of them were nightly rentals, and they weren't supposed to be. And I'll take lashes for it. I'll turn around and let Ray hit me as many times as he wants. But we just decided, okay, it's mixed use in the area. We can't have that. And it was Eddie. Don't blame it over here. And we allowed it. And for them, 84, I think Ray has it right on, as far as slow is good, trying to get into an area like that and the expansion of what that is. But we're raising a neighborhood now that is a nightly rental neighborhood, and there's nothing like it in the county, is there, Ray? So it's the first of its kind because we made that gesture. I won't say mistake, but we made that gesture 6, 7, 10 years ago, whenever it was, we made that decision just to let you guys come up to snuff on that, because there's no unique single family home nightly rental anywhere. So you guys can write the rules on that as far as that's concerned. And I just have a feeling in the future, if you don't, then another neighborhood could pop up that's nightly rentals. Great for tax. He's exactly right. I don't object to it, but at the same time, you know, done right, it can be a good, unique feed to the county, but slow is good. So you can blame that on partly on me. I'm sorry.
You definitely get so right about that.
Anybody wants some boot leather? I'll be bending over outside.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
He'd always be there if you.
Yeah, I know he will.
He didn't want to get rid of
fishing. It's not about fishing yet, though. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Interesting projects. You said they were going to be.
We've had a variety.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
But 200.
I don't see why we need to move that up to 284. Move it up to 160 or 120.
Oh, yeah.
On site.
First.
Got to be.
But I don't know.
Okay, do we have any other business, Bob?
I don't have.
I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Wow. Can't buy the lamp.
Meeting adjourned.
Everybody in favor, stand up.
You were talking when you were trying to adjourn.